a BS organization. They're protecting us. Yeah, bullshit they are. They're protecting their friggin' wallet. I don't know. I mean, I don't pay a lot of attention to them, but, you know, the squabbling that they had a year or two ago where they were, I mean, it's just, you know, political, money-grubbing crap. It's not for the benefit of this hobby anymore, not even a little. So that's why they're doing it. They're making it as easy as possible so they can get the numbers to justify the existence of the service, yes, but only in the context of making sure they have a steady inflow of members with their pocketbooks. That's what it amounts to, folks. So it's too bad. It really is. And you know, they BS people into thinking that this, you know, emergency service shit is part of it. And of course, you know, a lot of these hams, man, a lot of these folks, they have no life. They've got an IQ of my shoe size, and they want to feel important. So if you tell them, hey, you can get a ham radio license, and you too can help out in a disaster. You know, when the tornado hits and there's bodies everywhere and all the cell sites are down for 500 miles, you can come in and you will save the day. Holy shit. I mean, these folks are thinking to themselves, wow, that's pretty cool. I can get me a Superman costume. I can get me a helmet with four rubber duckies on it and five HDs and a big old car battery and a wheelbarrow. And I can go out there after the tornado done go by and I can talk to nobody. And I can tell them that I'm out here in the middle of the field and there's bodies everywhere and I don't know what to do. Maybe, oh, wait a minute. I just realized that I gotta take a big poop. You just hold on there for a minute. I gotta go and take all this off so I can poop. So, it's just, you know, it's crap. It really is crap.